Dictation for Alyssa Cook, Alyssa Cook. Date of birth is 5/16/2004. And date of accident is 5/25/2024. Date of acts. Date of service is 12/12/2024. Alyssa Cook is a victim of the automobile accident that happened on 5/25/2024 as a passenger. On the left side, their car was rear-ended, and subsequent to this accident, the patient started having pain in the left upper back, headaches, pain in both knees, pain in the right lower chest. In addition, patient has mild headaches associated with some dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and the patient has been followed up with the conservative treatment. Today she reports that her headaches are not present anymore. The pain in the lower chest is still there, but it is not affecting her breathing. There is no associated coughing or any other inflammatory, infectious pathology. Both the knees are still hurting her to the tune of 5 to 7. There is some pain in the right lower ankle to the tune of 8, which is diagnosed by a podiatrist as a avulsion fracture of the tendons, and is being treated there. She reports of having body aches, and she reports of some weakness of the left-sided hand and the wrist, and the left foot has been placed in a boot for the avulsion fracture by the podiatrist. She does not have any numbness or tingling in the hands or upper extremities or lower extremities. She describes some shooting pain in the posterior part of the left leg, and it's only up in the upper part of the posterior thigh, but not affecting the buttock or below the knee. No motor weakness is reported. She also reports of some pain in the left upper arm, which could be possibly shooting from her neck. However, her MRI for the neck was not positive except for a tiny shallow midline protrusion of C5-6. There was no significant disease, and so no other investigation is being carried out. Her pain level varies from 5 to 7, and the ADLs are affected 5. The patient has improved 20% so far on the day of accident. Kindly review the records for the ADL from system review and additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. And in the physical examination, the blood pressure is 110/60, pulse is 71, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit with it. N31/2023, dictation number 1202-039. The patient did miss her visit on the last month, but she came now, and it appears that she can continue her physical therapy, focusing on the left shoulder, both knees, 2 times a week, with traction and massage and chiropractic treatment. She can do a light duty job, 7 hours, 5 days, with 5-pound lifting limit. And medications are provided, which include Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Ortran 50 mg 1 or 2 PRN for pain, for Elavil 50 mg at night for GAD disorders, sleep, and pain relief. Lidocaine ointment is for topical pain relief. The patient is quite stable. Her MRI for the lumbar spine has not been done, which is awaited. and we will visit her to look at it.